Hi friends, today we are going to explore the organization of the housekeeping department, the organization structure of the housekeeping department, how the housekeeping department functions in its mate and capacity within the structures of it. How is it structured and why is it structured in the way it is? What is its role in the main organization structure of the hotel? So it's and how does it proceed? We're also going to talk about what are the roles and responsibilities of various heads of the housekeeping. So let us first start with the objectives of today: executive housekeeper and other housekeeping staff's positions in the organization chart of the hotel. The executive housekeeper is the be end and end all of housekeeping department in the hotel. And the other housekeeping staff's positions are also very important. The head executive housekeeper is the chopping block on the front. The management functions of the housekeeping staff: the planning, the organizing, the staffing, the direction and the control of the various housekeeping operations, the knowledge of the various terms, and then we're going to get into the knowledge of the various terms that the housekeeping department uses. It's very important to know the various terms. These are the terms which are used throughout the hotel. An hotel is very important in coordination, cooperation, and from all other departments also. The importance of the organizational chart. Organization chart is very important. It derives the flow of work, the work process of any department in a hotel. Organization charts also gives responsibilities of different aspects to different places, different people, depending on their role. The flow of it is very important, smooth functioning of any department. Housekeeping, as I said earlier in the previous introduction, that housekeeping is the most important in part of the hotel. It is the backbone of the hotel. Being the backbone of the hotel, the importance in of the official hierarchy is very important. It's like, hierarchy is important in armies. Hierarchy is important in armed forces. Hierarchy is similarly important in housekeeping, in hotels, because hierarchy gives responsibilities, gives tasks, make sure the tasks are achieved, make sure, and everyone has to function according to their hierarchical positions, according to the responsibility given to them, so that a guest can have a smooth and welcoming experience, have a lovely experience of the housekeeping of the hotel. So first we'll go through the organizational chart of a fairly large hotel, where you have the general manager, who is the be end and end all of a hotel. He is the sole responsible person of a hotel. He is the one man who is the most important person in the hotel. He controls every aspect of the hotel, every aspect of the business of the hotel. It is his personality, his views, which reflect mostly on the staff. So he's the most important one. Obviously, you have the normal functions of accounts and financial head. Finance is an important department in a hotel, in every aspect, because you deal with cash, you deal with purchases, you have to buy, and you're buying and selling things at the spots. It's a point of sale also. So it's a very important aspect. Then you have the engineering department. Engineering department, maintenance and engineering, it works with every aspect: IT, networking, electrical, mechanical, plumbing, painting, the works. Some hotels have a resident manager. Some large hotels have resident managers. Resident manager or accommodations manager, whatever you want to call them. They handle two main departments. They handle the front office, and they handle housekeeping, which is in the area of accommodation. Front office, you have the front office manager, who's parallel to the executive housekeeper. You have the duty managers, you have the front office executives, you have the guest service executives, you have the reservations executives. The front office is the front face of the Then you have the executive housekeeper, you have the laundry executive, the housekeeping executive, you have the deputy housekeeper, assistant executive housekeeper. I mean, there works. The organizational chart can keep going longer and longer as much as I describe it. This is in a brief nutshell of what it is. Then you have the food, a human resources manager, which is, I mean, that is completely and the most important part of any hotel, because hotels work with people. It's a people's business. We provide rooms, we provide services, but mainly a services-oriented business, so it's a people's business. So human resource manager becomes a very integral part of a hotel. You have the food and beverage manager who handles all the food and beverages. You have the restaurant manager, you have the room service manager, catering managers, the beverage managers, the chef, and I mean, chefs have their own hierarchy. The kitchen has its own hierarchy in itself. The sales and marketing department, which is actually brand positioning you outside the hotel, which is doing selling you to corporates, selling you to travel agents, selling you to different aspects. And you have the HSE, health and safety, which is another important aspect, because hotels work on health and safety. Food is health and safety is maintenance. Let's get on to the organization chart for housekeeping department. It has to be schematic. Representation of the relationship between the position within an establishment, showing where each position in the overall organization and illustrating the division of the responsibility and the lines of authority. Housekeeping department works in the front of the house areas, the back of the house areas. It works, actually it's there everywhere. It works in the gardening space, it works in the landscaping space. So it's there everywhere inside a hotel. And because the housekeeping department is functioning in every aspect, in every position in the hotel, it is very important that you maintain a good organizational structure, you maintain flow of information, you maintain and responsibility at various levels, and you maintain accountability at various levels. So this is an example of an organizational chart of housekeeping, where you have the executive housekeeper, who's the BN and all of the housekeeping. You have the executive assistant housekeeper, who is the number two. In the absence of the executive housekeeper, functions as the executive housekeeper and is the number two overall, responsible for every aspect of the operations. You may give specific responsibilities to the assistant executive housekeeper, and you may make them solely responsible for a certain portion of your department, but they're very important. You have floor supervisors. A floor supervisor is a person who is responsible for a floor or a couple of floors in a hotel, depending on how many rooms are there in the floor. The corridors, the room cleanliness, maintaining the room boys, making sure the room attendants are taken care of. There are lots of floor supervisors, depending on the size of the hotel and depending on the number of rooms which are there in the floor. So floor supervisor reports to the assistant executive housekeeper. So floor supervisor are very important in those aspects. You have the public area supervisor. Again, you will have many public area supervisors, especially if you have huge landscapes. If you have huge landscapes, your gardener will be the garden supervisor. So you'll have various public area supervisors in different types of public areas. You will have a lobby public area supervisor. You'll have the restaurant public area supervisor, depending on how big or how large your hotel is, how big your lobbies are. Now, public area is not only lobbies and the restaurant area. Public area is also your swimming pool areas. It is also your gymnasiums and fitness areas. So all your other areas, your gardens, your lawns, banqueting facilities, they're all considered public areas. You have the housekeeping coordinator or the desk supervisor. Housekeeping coordinator or the desk supervisor who is basically in charge of coordinating with every other department. Focal point. At one point, contact for your all your floor supervisors, your public area supervisors, for your front office, for all your departments to get instant information, because they are the ones who are the custodians of the information. They are the ones when the floor supervisor will call them and tell them the room is ready and checked. They are the ones who will change them in the system. So they are highly important. The linen and the uniform supervisor. Linen room is a very important aspect because the linen room is, provides you all the linen in for the entire hotel. So the supervisor becomes very important. So the linen and the linen uniform. Uniforms, each department has its own uniform. There's a standardization of uniforms which are done in hotels. Uniforms have to be maintained. They have to be cleaned within the hotel, by the hotel linen laundry, or the external laundry which the hotel employs. Not a person should not be allowed to take the uniform outside the hotel and use it somewhere else. Moreover, you wouldn't keep it clean. So that's a very important aspect for a linen room and linen supervisors. And actually, all of them have attendance ends with them. Then you have a laundry supervisor. Laundry is a specialized area in housekeeping. When you make a laundry in your hotel, you buy very expensive equipment. So a small laundry will cost you minimum of 25 lakh rupees. So to make a laundry, you're spending a lot of money, a lot of space which goes in making a laundry, and a lot of chemicals go into it. You need a person who is responsible for the laundry. Depending on the size of the hotel, you may have a laundry manager who will report to the executive housekeeper and the assistant executive housekeeper. But a laundry supervisor, so if you've got 800,000 rooms, you probably have a laundry manager. Then who'll have supervisors under him? But a laundry supervisor is important. You have valets, I have laundry attendants again with them. Now we go into a small hotel. Executive housekeeper. A small hotel, to the size of, let's say, around 80 rooms. 50 rooms, 80 rooms. These hotels don't require full-fledged, big, expansive organizational structure. You require a smaller organizational structure where you can control it with lesser number of people. So you have the executive housekeeper, which is there a constant in every type of hotel. Okay. You'll have one rooms and public area supervisor. You won't have floor managers because the hotel is relatively smaller. And then you'll have housekeeping attendants and housemen. But you will also maintain a desk and a linen supervisor. Normally, they double up in the smaller hotels because the linen room supervisor doesn't actually move around in the hotel. So you could double up as a desk supervisor where the workload is very less. Because your number of staff coming in number of linen which you're issuing is way lesser. And you have the attendant who's there attending, and you have a tailor. All hotels have tailors. Tailors are important because, sometimes a stitch comes out, you need to restitch it. You're not going to search for a tailor everywhere. So one of the staff is either trained to be a tailor or you employ a tailor. Management functions in housekeeping. Management functions in housekeeping goes in a similar manner as management functions in any department. There is planning required, there is directing and controlling required, there is organization and staffing required. In the planning stage, when I speak about forecasting, it's not about forecasting or anything else. You've got to forecast the number of rooms you're going to do in the next few days because you have to arrange the number of shifts that way. Like I said, housekeeping works 24/7, three shifts a day. So when you're arranging a staff, let's say you have an occupancy percentage of 80% tomorrow. So and your checkouts are happening early morning. You will need more staff in the morning than in the evening. So you need your forecasting. what is your occupancy going to be for the next few days? So, and every employee has to be given a weekly off. When you're giving him a weekly off, you have to plan accordingly. So forecasting becomes a very important essential tool of planning. Then you're also forecasting, not only that, you're also forecasting. I haven't done spring cleaning of a particular room for a period of 3 months. It's now due for spring cleaning. So I have to forecast that spring cleaning. I have to forecast every aspect of it. I have to set my objectives. Setting objectives is very important. Today, as a housekeeper, when I come in, these are the tasks which I need to get accomplished. I need to get 4 rooms under preventive maintenance. I need to get 6 rooms under spring cleaning. And I have to plan and set my objectives that I need to finish those works today. And that setting objectives comes from forecasting. Once I have forecasted 80% occupancy, let's say for example I have 100 room hotel, 80 rooms are occupied, that means I have 20 rooms. And I forecast that, you know, walk-ins I'll get only 10 rooms. So I have 10 rooms to play with. How many will the front office allow me to play with? And how many actually will I end up playing with? I may end up playing with only 5 today. So setting objectives for those 5 also very important so that you fulfill those objectives. You have to synergize also with it. You have to develop a strategy. You have to plan it with your maintenance. Wherever there is preventive maintenance important, if there is painting touch-ups to be done, you have to plan it accordingly and do it. So that is becomes a very, very important aspect of planning, developing your strategy, programming, budgeting. Everything needs to be in a budget. Budget is very important. Like I said earlier, it's a highly capital-centric business. Hospitality business is a highly capital-centric business. So budgeting becomes a very important aspect. Your cash flows become important of what you are actually spending on. You have your limitations in terms of what you can do when you in terms of how much you can spend, because there is no limit to spending in a hotel. So you need to budget, you need to forecast, you need to plan, you need to program, you need to know what you're going to spend on, how much is the amount you're actually going to spend, and how you're going to budget for it. You need your approvals to spend that money. Once you've spent, budgeted, then you can go ahead with all your activities. Then you can set your procedures for it. You can set your procedures of how you're going to accomplish every task. Not only in budgeting and not only in preventive maintenance, but even your normal tasks. What is your procedure for it? You have to set your procedure of it. Some hotels have housekeepers who want a room, the chair in the room of a guest tilted at 45 degrees. I'm talking about the study table chair. So that procedure has to be set. Everybody has to be taught about it. Policy has to be developed. Policies for various aspects have to be developed in those aspects. And this is a small example, but you know what I'm getting at is that all these 7 objectives of planning are an essential tool for a housekeeping to survive. Now, these are only the planning stages. Then the implementation comes later. But you have to plan for these. You have to set your objectives. You have to put your procedures in place. You have to put your policies in place. Yes, you have to do your budgeting so you know how much you can spend. You have to develop strategies. You have to set goals. You have to do your forecasting. The various terms which are used in planning, policies, budgets, rules. You have to set your rules, like I said. Methods. What is going to be your methods? What is going to be your procedure? What is going to be your tactics? What is your standards? What are your strategies? What are your goals? What are the goals of the organization? What are the goals of housekeeping department? What are you going to achieve? Organizing. That's the next after planning. Now, once you've planned everything, but you need an organizational structure to organize and implement, you need to create position descriptions. So you planned a... So you've got a supervisor for it. You have to have a description of what he actually needs to do. You have to have description. You have to have qualifications. You have to set. This is the kind of person I need to get this job accomplished. So you, let's say for laundry, I need a person who's worked in a laundry. I need a person who's handled linen of 1,000 bed sheets a day, 2,000 bed sheets a day, who's done the process, who knows the chemicals to be used, who knows dairy stains and how the stains it's removed. So all those position qualifications, all these are part of your organization of your department, how you organize your department. That's how it will be taught. Then you go to the next step, staffing. Staffing is a very important essential aspect. Selecting employees, I mean, I can write a whole chapter on selecting employees. Because you have to match the employee to your stated objectives. You have to match the employee to the attitude of the company. You have to match the employee to the work ethic and culture you want to build. They should fit into the work ethic and the culture. You have to match the employee to the knowledge which you have set that they require. Plus, you have to match the employee to the budget which you've set for your employment. So, employee staffing becomes an essential aspect. Like I've always said, apart from... It's not that housekeeping doesn't interact with customers, they do. Guest in the room, he is requested to pick up laundry. Housekeeping staff will go. They will interact with the customer. What is the face they face? How do they interact with the customer? Guest needs some attention in the room, some cleaning. When you go into a room, guest probably is sitting in the room when you're going there to clean. When you're cleaning there, the guests will interact with you. What is the personality which you want? What people, kind of people you want? So selecting employees becomes a very important aspect. Orienting employees then, making them aware of your true objectives, making them believe in your objectives, orienting them towards the organization you're trying to build, and making them aware of every aspect of what your stated goals are, as an organization, as a department. And obviously making aware is not the only thing which you need to do. You need to train them. There are many methods of training, we'll get back to that later. But you need to train them. You need to get them and to exactly to your standard operating procedures which you set. Every hotel has different standard operating procedures. And standard operating procedures also change over a period of time. They don't always remain the same. So you've got to train your staff, then you have to develop them. Once you've trained them, you get them at the work, you have to develop them, you have to promote them, you have to give them an incentive to continue to work with you. Otherwise, why will they work with you? A houseman should never always remain a houseman. He should aspire to become a floor supervisor. Then from that, he should aspire to become higher. So that's the thing with it. So you have to develop them. You have to keep that in mind. There has to be a development strategy for you. Once you've done all that, then there's the directing. The toughest part for anybody is delegating. People love to control. But without delegation, it doesn't work. So you have to learn how to delegate things. You have to delegate various responsibilities to different people, various jobs to different people. You have to motivate them. You know, housekeeping is a very tedious job. It's just cleaning and making sure it's all clean. The motivational aspect has to come from the executive housekeeper. You have to motivate your staff. So the day in, day out, they come and do the same thing again and again. It's a process. And it gets boring because you're doing the same thing again and again. There's nothing more interesting unless somebody puts a different kind of stain within you. organization. So it's the same thing again and again and again. So you have to motivate them to be able to do the same thing every day. Power of reputation. Power of reputation doesn't come with motivation. Coordination within various departments. Interpersonal relationships have to be maintained. Coordination has to be created. Coordination allows you to function properly. When you have people, you have differences. When you have differences, you have fights. The more the people you have, the more the differences there will be. There will be differences between two departments, between your department and the front office department. There will be differences between yours and security. There will be differences between in your two different housemen, your floor supervisor and your houseman. Differences are there in every organization. Managing the differences in a service-oriented business becomes tougher than in a product-oriented business. Because differences affect the person's mood. That affects the person's job. That affects the way they function. So you have to manage the differences. So that becomes a very important aspect. Managing change. Change is the only constant. Change will happen everywhere. And directing and managing change is a very important aspect. Every time you go out, I mean, my experience in the industry teaches me one thing, that change, every day something new comes up. And you have to learn to adapt and change. Technology has changed throughout. I mean, earlier you had to draw the curtains, now you have button click curtains. So that's change. Managing that change, training your staff for that change, motivating them to move into that change little aspect. That's a very important aspect. Controlling. Now, like I said before, delegation is very important. People love to control, but controlling is also very important. So delegation and control are two aspects which you need to, maintain and, draw a fine line. You have to have a reporting. So, thanking you for this chapter, and we'll get to the next chapter soon.